The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the FLDS, is a polygamous sect. It's had a compound in South Dakota for almost 20 years. The compound went up for sale Thursday. The Custer County Sheriff's Office conducted the sale in the lobby of the county courthouse. About 40 people attended. The bidding started at $500,000 and went up from there. A deputy conducted the sale.
We're going to go ahead and sell it for $750,000 to bidder number one. Bidder number one for $750,000.
Three former FLDS members from Utah were the high bidders, but they don't have to pay for the property. They're owed almost $2 million in judgments from a lawsuit they won against the FLDS several years ago. Because nobody bid higher than them, they get the property as partial payment for those judgments. But the sale isn't final yet. The FLDS has a one-year redemption period to pay off the sale price and keep the property. Patrick Pipkin is one of the winning bidders.
I do want to let people know that this corruption of this church is coming to an end, and we are a part of that side that's helping correct and make a difference here and for other places where there's other locations that they supposedly own.
The leader of the FLDS, Warren Jeffs, was convicted a decade ago of sexually assaulting girls he took as wives. He's serving life in prison in Texas. The South Dakota compound covers 140 acres in a remote part of the southern Black Hills near Pringle. It has several dorm-like structures, other buildings, gardens, and a guard tower. It's surrounded by fences and berms. Pipkin says he doesn't have plans for the property yet. He headed out to look it over after the sale. There are reportedly 20 FLDS members living in the compound who will have to vacate if the sale is finalized. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.